necessarily a hermit, a person at home. Mm-hmm. It's a miser that holds on to his money.
Do you ever hear tight water skin?
Oh, tight water skin flint. Yeah, that's good. That's good words for him. Oh yes, I imagine I've used that one too. Tight water.
You know people like that?
Oh well, everybody's known tight water sometime or another.
When you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Common. I don't really know. What is the answer to that one?
I mean, would it be, if someone called you common, would they be insulting you, or would you take it as a compliment, or what?
I don't know just how I would take it. What is the answer to that one?
Well, I mean, there's no
answer. No answer, just, huh?
To some people, it's a very insulting word. To some people, it's complimentary. I mean, how do you think?
I think common... Common just means an ordinary person, doesn't it? I don't think common really means anything bad or anything too good.
It just means average.
Just
something.
An average, ordinary person, I think you'd say.
What if you'd say a girl is very common? Would that mean the same thing?
I think so.
And say an older person who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well, can do all their work without getting tired, you'd say they're awfully...
Well, I'd say one thing, they're awfully lucky. But they're awfully pure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
Upset, worried.
You wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
A little uneasy, yeah.
Someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm
scared.
And you'd say, you know the song, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
And using that expression, you'd say, well, I don't know why she's scared now. She
used to one, afraid.
And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say, he's mighty...
Careless. I'd say careless for that one.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
What else could you say?
I don't know.
What do people used to say? If someone acted kind of peculiar, they'd say she acted a little...
Queer.
What does the word queer mean?
Well, I just guess when people act kind of funny, they was considered queer.
Did that word change meanings in the past few years?
Oh, yes. Quite a few meanings has changed in the last few years. Used to, you would call anybody queer, but now there's only a certain sort of people that are really considered queer. And you,
what does queer mean now?
Well, you know what queer means.
You mean homosexual?
Yeah, though? Homosexuals, things like that. But used to, just any man or woman, if they acted kind of funny, like mm-hmm. you say, they say, well, she sure acted queer. Or I went over to so-and-so's house and they acted so queer today.
Uh-huh.
But now that word isn't used in that meaning at all.
What if you call somebody a queer? Did that ever mean just the person was peculiar? Did that always mean homosexual?
Listen, honey, back when I was growing up, I didn't know what the word homosexual meant. I didn't really know what the word homosexual meant.
So
when I called anybody queer, it was no thought they was queer or said they acted queer. I didn't even, there was no connection whatsoever, because I didn't know what the word meant. But I've learned lots as I've grown older. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, times now are just not like they used to be at all. Things are just not like they were. Things that people talk about openly now is just hush-hush. And like you say, if you saw somebody out there, they acted kind of funny or off, you'd say, why she acted so queer. I went over to Mary's house and she was so queer, acted so queer.